My next guest knows better than most what it took to kill Osama bin Laden. Anthony Schaefer is a U.S. Army lieutenant colonel, it is lieutenant in the States, with 25 years of experience in counterterrorism and intelligence. He's a senior fellow at the Center for Advanced Defense Studies and the author of Operation Dark Heart, Spycraft and Special Ops on the Front Lines of Afghanistan and the Path to Victory. Anthony Schaefer is in Washington. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm wondering how you are. How big of an accomplishment is this for U.S. security forces?
Well, it's huge and long overdue. And you mentioned my book, The Path to Victory. If you read the book, The Path to Victory is through, surprise, surprise, Pakistan. And this is what we've been saying, a number of us who have been in the know for a while, that the real issue is Pakistan, was Pakistan. And frankly, you know, we knew as early as 2003 that there was duplicity between the Pakistani ISI and the elements of both the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
The very fact that he was found in what is essentially a military-run city, I mean, what do you make of that then?
Well, you know, I think there's going to have to be some explaining done by the Pakistani military and the intelligence service by the fact that either they are just totally stupid, why they couldn't figure out the most wanted man on the face of the planet was living in their midst, or they were in collusion. And I do believe it's the former. The latter. I mean, they clearly had to understand who he was, what was going on. No one builds a compound of that size and allows it to exist for years without knowing what was going on. So the question now becomes, as one of the other folks just said, did someone give him up? Was there some reason? My sources do tell me that they believe that there was someone within the midst of either the Pakistani army or the ISI who finally gave him up. And I do believe we'll probably see more on this. But there have been, and let me say this very clearly for your listeners, there have been good people in Pakistan trying to do the right thing to help get to the bottom of this, to bring bin Laden to justice. At the same time, you've had an equal number of very powerful folks working against us, and I think it's been very apparent during the past 8 years.
Now, we know that Ayman al-Zawahiri is still out there. He's believed to be running al-Qaeda now. Where do you put the future of al-Qaeda and its force? What do you think of it now?
Well, I think Zawahiri is clearly one of the greatest minds behind what al-Qaeda has been able to become. With that said, it's become a franchise. And the most effective franchise I think we all are aware of is that in al-Qaeda on the Arabian Peninsula being led by Anwar al-Awlaki. And I think we're about to see the next generation of terrorists come forward, especially now with the death of bin Laden. I don't necessarily believe that they're done. I believe they'll be taking a new tact. They've become much more media savvy. They have something called the Inspire magazine they're putting out now. They're trying to recruit a new generation of folks who can uprise, conduct operations against the United States and our allies. The thing that's getting in the way of that, frankly, is the democratic uprising. I think
that's the point.
Yeah.
Robert Fisk is making the point that, in fact, the wider Arab world doesn't want to go that route.
Frankly, al-Qaeda and its forces tried this in the mid-2000s, right after 9/11, and it didn't work. Most people do not want to live under a very repressive society. Frankly, the Taliban would be the type of society, I think, that people would have to live under, and most people don't want to live under that sort of thing. So I think the very nature of what's going on in the Middle East will work counter to al-Qaeda's interests. So while I don't think they're done, I don't believe they're going to get a strong foothold in any countries that they would have potentially otherwise have gotten over the past 10 years.
Anthony Schaefer, we have to leave it there. Thank you for your time today.
Oh, thank you.